This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Like a see we're gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and
Horn! And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
Before I even have any idea what's going on, I just want to say that tonight, the 23rd, is Moviewana, which is Steve's making movies and drinking marijuana thing at, what's it called? Higher Path?
The other
room. It's called the Green Room. It's the room next to the Higher Path on Ventura in Sherman Oaks.
The Green Room.
So come watch movies with Steve and eat tea leaves.
Bree Esrig is our guest.
Yeah. Bree's going to be there.
With Matt Robb.
Yeah.
Tell Bree to bring some of her weird candy and share enough for everyone. You ever see that? What she does on the...
What? Yeah, she posts some really nice stuff on her Instagram.
Yeah, that's a way to say it. She eats weird candy.
She does sometimes eat weird candy.
You see the one that was... it was an ice cream cone, but it was all made out of sugar.
I did not see that one.
And it was like plastic looking because it was all like caramelized sugar. And it freaked me out. And I told her so. I said, I don't know what that tasted like, but it freaked me out.
Whoa. It was we need to get one for the show.
Watching someone do eating glass.
What if we got one for the show?
We can get one for the show. Kevin, go ahead and run out to go to the liquor store and get one of those.
Yeah.
On the 29th, I'll be doing Surrounded in San Jose with some of the funniest people on the planet. Irene Two, Andrew Wolfo, Mary Poop, on and on. Thank you so much, everyone. On the 30th is the next Human Romance in the belly room of the world-famous Comedy Store. Lee's been working on clips for those all week. And they're really funny. We had a couple go to breakfast and send me a picture from breakfast last time. So you know what that means. They went to breakfast. On the 13th of September is Surrounded in the main room. I have one confirmed guest for that. That is one of my favorite people ever. And that's going to be fun as fuck. On the 19th, I'm at the Irvine Improv with Nat and Dan. On the 21st, that's another Human Romance. On the 4th of October, doing Surrounded again in Hollywood. On the 6th of October, I'm in Cleveland. On the 9th of October, I'm in Boston. On the 10th, I'm in Brooklyn. And then if you go to November, 1st and 2nd is Dynamic Banter Weekend at the Tacoma Comedy Club. The DB show, as far as I know right now, is a little over half sold out. So that's probably going to sell out by the time... this is happening. So first and second are in Tacoma, and on the third is in Spokane. I know we've been talking about a lot of these dates for a while, but they're getting closer, and so now is definitely the time to buy tickets, because stuff is gonna it's gonna get harder as it goes. So if you're on the fence, I would say do it now.
Yeah, wait.
Text 818-722-8682 for more updates on shows. Let's hear what this show sounds like.
Bye.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, bud. How are you?
What's up, friend?
I'm okay. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. God, if you're just joining us, this is called Dynamic Banter.
And if you're joining us for the first time, I just want to say, have an open mind.
Dude, I just shared the Ringo, please, video with someone who had never seen it.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
Don't those noises kind of seem like second nature? To you now,
it was weird. It was weird to hear them complete in the video and not have it be fragmented like we have it here.
I'm right. Warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
I would like it if that was the end. You know what I mean? Like if he just said that, if he didn't go into a long explanation.
That's it.
This is the end.
This is a serious message. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Dude, he doesn't need too much to do.
No.
He's lived a whole life.
Well, that's why it's okay.
I have too much to do. I have to walk around to make sure I don't freeze up.
Yeah.
And that's one. I have to do taxes. I do them quarterly. Two, I have to have a sleep.
But like, we might have gone over this initially when it happened.
I don't think we've ever really talked about it.
we may have never talked about it. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'll say that.
Are these the ads?
guys, I want to thank HeadGum. but, you know, I... Right away.
I love it.
Were we supposed to do that? We were supposed to try that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, 15 minutes in. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. We did it on the live show.
Damn. How has it not been 15 minutes in? God. Oh, now no one will ever know what we look like from that angle.
Kevin, what happened? I tripped. Are you okay?
No.
Kevin almost took down 500 million thousand. Oh! Kevin, you're always kind of banged up.
Quit boundering. You're going to die. You're gonna fall off a cliff and into a crick.
Would you be happy if you died falling off a crick into a crick?
Into a crick?
You would be?
That happened tomorrow.
If you.
Would you rather die in a crick or the ocean?
Dude, Kevin hasn't used a rope in months. He's just going up that mountain. Dude, I did have a thought yesterday where I was like, I did a show on a rooftop. This is not the music.
One day I was on the roof
and I was like, would I fly if I jumped off? And then very quickly I was like, no. And then I was like, but how long would it take until I was moisture?
Until you became soup?
Until I became puddle.
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 This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Which is kind of
beautiful.
I want
to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, and no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love. Peace and love, peace and love. Peace and love, peace and love. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. Peace and peace. This is a peace. This is peace. A and love. This peace. Is and love. Peace. Peace. This is. This is a. This is a. Peace and love. 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 Peace and love, peace and love.
And they're never gonna get rain. Sounds like a Bryan Adams song.
Peace and love, peace and love. Peace and love, peace.
It's gonna take peace and love to get us together again. The world is gonna take peace and love to bring the world together.
Peace and love, peace and love.
It's gonna take peace and love and chairs and chairs and hugs and love and live and laugh. It's gonna take you and me. It's gonna take you and me. There's an peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love, peace and love. Yeah, peace and love, peace and love. That sound, peace and love, peace and love.
And then the robot rips his own.
Ringo's son really wanted to be involved in the project.
Ringo's robot son really needed to be in the band. He needed to touch part of this song.
I guess.
Dude, and that was the last recorded Beatles song.
So, Mike, I know that you already kind of went over your dates and your shows and shit like that, but that Human Romance show that you're doing, do you have like a cast or is it like a rotating
roster? It's me and two other comedians who I think would do a really good job of hooking people up. And so far, I've picked really, really good people. And Rachel Scanlon has been on the show many times. They have a podcast called Two Dykes and a Mic. That's really good. That Leah
works on that too.
Yeah.
Whoa, Leah.
She's just fucking funny as fuck, and she really gets people. And she's good at like, she just has great intuition and the best personality. And then I had my good friend Ali Makovsky on last time. And she also did great. She was on fucking Stephen Colbert last night.
Oh, whoa.
And that's fucking, that's so awesome.
That's cool to see.
When I moved out here, I started doing open mics, not like with her, but around her. We were at all the same open mics. And to be here long enough to see somebody go from like open mic in a donut shop to Stephen Colbert show.
That's tight, dude.
And it's happened so many times now. And it keeps happening, which is awesome. But it's like, for her especially, I love her very much. I'm very happy.
Yeah, you want to see people succeed.
Yeah.
It's nice to see your friends succeed.
Especially people that you've thought were funny for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're like, she was one of those people, like, once she fucking got it, she was, it was kind of like only a matter of time until other people would get it type thing. She's very much her own person.
I love that, dude. We love people like that. We stan it. Mike, I did want to cut really quick to one of our correspondents who did put a project together about the unhoused issue going on in Los Angeles.
Right.
And there's a new ordinance that might be put into power
where
RVs will no longer be able to be parked in residential areas.
Hey, good.
So we're going to our boy Corey to see what that's all about. Corey?
The problem with the containments in Los Angeles is some friends...
You guys can watch that later. We'll put the link in the description But it is a really nice piece.
It is maybe one of the most thoughtful things. That's on the Patreon.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most thoughtful things that we've ever done. You put a lot of heart and soul into the research for that. Can we, I know you don't want to give away the whole thing for free because it's on the paywall, but could you fast forward to when he called the mayor?
It's a good moment.
To which part?
When he called the mayor.
When he called the mayor. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that was a really big moment in the episode. Let's see. Is that here? Let's see. Hang on.
This meeting will never spring. The apples of will never be with. And we called the mayor, and we wanted to get his opinion on the LA encampment problem. Hi, is this the mayor?
Is this fucking calling you there?
I was wondering if there's a meeting.
Because you keep calling my office, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying. I'm trying to roll a hooker, and I got a lot of
things to say. I'm making a documentary about the LA unhoused encampments.
You want to talk about
it? I want to get a message from the mayor about it.
Give me 1 second.
And we'll have the link to that. It's really, really interesting.
I learned a lot.
It was really interesting.
I learned a lot.
I guess we're doing some Vice stuff over here at DB.
We are. We're going to send Kevin to the KKK.
We are sending him, yeah. We're sending Kevin into the Mexican cartel. Could you imagine? You would be.
It's just someone shaking.
Yeah, holding a boom.
Someone shaking in different parts of the country.
And all these guys wearing masks around.
Dude, it's just like a really beautiful, like.
What if it's an amazing piece?
They did send the tape back, but Kevin hasn't come back yet.
No. The tape is back and it
looks
great.
What you're watching is the tape, because we needed an episode. Our friend Kevin is not back yet. We haven't heard from him in a few weeks.
Anyway, here's our stand-up dates and a GoFundMe to go bring Kevin back.
And a GoFundYourself to go fund me.
Holy fuck.
So, Mike. I saw this thing on Reddit that said, did you see the Barbie movie?
No. I refuse to.
I refuse. I saw it once, and then I went to that place where you can have a memory erased from your brain. You ever been to that place?
It's Eternal
Sunshine.
It's
in Van Nuys.
Yeah.
I think it's there's a psychic. Actually, I think we have an ad for them.
Yeah, we do.
Let me see. Kevin, it's okay to do the first ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, can we do the first ad? Are you back?
Did you ever have a memory that you would like to have been gone?
Memory.
Is there a loved one that passed away recently? It's too sad to bear.
Too sad to bear.
Come to Copy Praised, where we'll take a memory of yours and we'll put it through our patented praising process. What we do is we praised the memory onto a computer. And once we have praised it, once we copy and praised it, it goes into the recyclable bin. The sound of another memory being copied and pasted. So please use this coupon code DB69420 to get 10% off your copy and praised service. Is there something you'd like to forget, like the Barbie movie? We'll put it in our computer and we'll copy and paste it. Is that yeah song?
They don't love you like I love you.
Wait.
They don't love you like I love you.
Damn, dude.
So anyway, no, I saw the Barbie movie. It's fine. Uh-huh. I thought it was. It's fine.
I haven't loved it.
Guys, everyone was like, "Oh my god, this movie's revolutionary."
Yeah.
Because they say the patriarchy in it.
Maybe the first movie ever to say the word patriarchy.
First movie to ever challenge the patriarchy.
I thought it was Toy Story 3.
But I will say that, you know, everybody does a great performance. Margot Robbie is fucking perfect as Barbie. She's great. And Ryan Reynolds was so good at it. Let's cut to a clip.
Hello? Ryan Reynolds. I'm Ryan Reynolds.
I might say something a little inappropriate.
Douche canoe. I'm Ryan Reynolds. Douche canoe fuck basket.
You don't hate me. I'm too handsome.
Hashtag fuck baskets.
But we do love we do love jokes and we love movies and
I really like Deadpool, dude.
Deadpool was fun.
I liked it a lot.
It was a fun movie.
I like when Deadpool kicks that guy's head and he goes, fuck baskets, douche canoe
basket. My butthole is clenching.
Ooh, butthole. What are you, blind?
Ooh, I'm gonna squeeze my nipples after this scene.
You're being blind like a douche canoe dancing.
I'm getting a hard boner.
That is most of the movie.
The whole movie.
Hard.
Oh my god, I've got a hard boner now.
Oh my god, hard boner.
Oh my god, hard boner.
But yeah, that was a good one.
And I'm finally realizing, after putting my family first, hard boner.
Well, of course there's got to be wholesome stuff.
Because why not? There has to be wholesome stuff.
Or else, money, studio, boner.
Yeah, man. That was a fun movie.
I legit liked it very
And I
much.
Thought Hugh Jackman did a great job.
He's wonderful. He's just a wonderful... Dude, I feel very...
Oh. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, 1 second.
Okay.
Be patient.
Mayor. Did you see...
Excuse me. Hello, Mayor.
Did you see Deadpool and Wolverine, Mayor?
Yeah, it's a Deadpool opening night. It's just like Deadpool.
Did you hear Ryan Reynolds say boner?
Wait a second, my grandson is figuring out the robot. You're going to kick me off the internet. Go priest it somewhere else.
What is this?
Dude, that's
old. We're old zone. We're tapping into some shit now.
Just picture somebody sleeping with a little smile.
Dude, what does more damage to people? True crime podcast or this podcast?
Oh my god. Okay, Jen, do an ad.
Oh really? Okay. Alright, let's do it.
We're never gonna figure out what the mayor has to say.
I know, he's busy.
Holy shit, man.
We'll see, we'll get back to the mayor.
Text the mayor at 818-722-8682.
Yeah.
Dude, we should do that with DB. We should have a way to text the mayor.
You could do it. You could do it to that number.
But will the mayor text you back?
Mayor will. No, if you text the mayor, he will absolutely text you back.
My glasses. This glasses are popping out.
Amen. Maybe you're just sitting there sleeping on your phone right now. And you want to text the mayor. You have a question about the town. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Everyone has questions about their town. Kevin, what's one question about your town that you have?
Where are all the mountains?
Where are all the mountains? Where'd all the mountains go? Who ate all the pussy?
I'll tell you, Rocket Money is a wonderful service because They help you locate the subscriptions you may have signed up for where you're like, I don't even remember. I just signed up for this whenever, and I don't remember. And so what Rocket Money does is they'll find it and make you remember.
And they send you an email and they're like, remember this?
They'll say, remember? Like, oh yeah. And
don't forget to remember with Rocket Money.
Remember. And I'll tell you guys, there's a lot of subscriptions you probably have that you forgot about. Or maybe you paid twice for it. You didn't realize. What?
You did all that without remembering them?
You could be. It sounds like a wrong word. But it makes your. But you know what the word is.
It makes you remember what it is.
It makes you remember.
Yeah. It jogs your memory.
And here's the things, guys. How much do you think you've been paying in those subscriptions every month that you might have forgotten about? Huh? It's probably more than you think, for sure. And over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. And I forget about it all the dang time. I have to remind myself, but not anymore, because Rocket Money will help you find those things and will cancel the unwanted ones. It can also monitor your spending and help you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Because, come on, what else is there? You want to save for the future? Rocket Money's here to help. You get full control over your subscriptions with a clear view of your expenses and all your subscriptions in one place. Come on, where else are you going to get that? Nowhere. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That's big bucks. And that saves members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So, stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. Yeah. Ugh. Thank you, Rocket Money.
You remember that?
Okay, so, the Barbie movie. Where's my goddamn ad music? We really need to have someone in there and a camera that's ready to pick up the person.
We'll get it.
Damn. I just think maybe that requires a set.
This, like, is a set.
But, like, you know,
this is no different than a set.
Like, let's build this room in a soundstage, and then people could come in and out, and we wouldn't have any clue.
Like, people work there?
Yeah, like people who work there.
They're cleaning in the back?
Because, you know, obviously, yes, this is a set. This is the studio. It's a goddamn podcast studio. You can make this room anything you want, and that's what it is.
It originally was a bedroom. That's how it was advertised.
But if we have someone in there, it's not going to be like a surprise. We know who's in there.
Surprise to who?
To us.
We want this to be a surprise to us?
Yeah, here's... Okay, so here's my idea.
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
That's a good idea.
So anyway...
I thought we had one.
This Barbie movie has this scene in the end. And by the way, one last thing I'll say about the Barbie movie is like, you know, maybe it wasn't for me. I enjoyed Ryan Gosling.
Hard.
I like him, and again, Margot Robbie, incredible. Electric, and you know, movie is good for younger folks to see that, like, adults are aware of these issues. And can do it in a fun way. And you can help people understand those things in a Barbie movie to sell toys. And I think that's cool. I like that. So whatever. But I didn't love it. It was whatever. Sorry, Kevin.
The woke mob got to Kevin.
Sorry, dude.
Kevin has a woke mind virus.
Kevin's
what do you take for that?
And he keeps bringing in all this fake news.
Like what, Kev? What was the fake news you brought us today?
Mosquitoes are drones for the Chinese government.
The mosquitoes are making the frogs gay.
The mosquitoes are installing 5G Wi-Fi into my frogs.
Oh, and the mosquitoes are in retrograde. I'm Kevin. The mosquitoes are installing 5G in the frogs?
In my frogs! So anyway, at the end of the Barbie... at the end of the Barbie movie... Because she's a puppet. She's like a puppet the whole movie.
Somebody's in her? Somebody's hand is in her?
And at the end of the movie, she's those strings are cut. And so... And it's like very empowering. And it's a, you know, an empowering story. And the last thing she... The last... frame of the movie is like after all this empowerment, she's free of the shackles of corporate America and of the patriarchy, and she's a strong, independent woman. She's a girl boss.
Can't call them that anymore.
And I'm sorry. It's always better to ask for forgiveness.
She has a job in the movie?
Well, no. One. What?
She gets one.
She gets one.
What's she do? Doctor?
Well,
I think doctor.
Well, the thing is like, she goes into the human world, and it's like a fish out of water, and it's like learning about all the like problems with our society and how women are treated and all of that. It's all good stuff. And then whatever, she gets like, she's no longer a corporate entity, and she could be her own woman at the end of the movie, and it shows her entering a human establishment, and she walks up to the camera and she says, "I'm here to see my gynecologist." And that's the end of the movie. And everyone's like, oh, shit. She's probably never had her pussy looked at.
She's been stacking yeasties this whole time.
I don't think she had a pussy when she was a puppet.
No, that's true. That's true. I did undress a lot of Barbies when I was.
There's no pussy.
And for that, I own a debt of gratitude.
And so this is her as an adult woman saying, I'm here to have my pussy looked at.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was a really wonderful moment.
She said that word for word.
Definitely. And so what it did, Mike, according to studies, is it sparked an increase in public interest surrounding gynecological care.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but gynecologist is like dentist for your sneech.
Yes. And is a vagina's doctor. And that's the thing is like, there isn't a penis doctor.
Yes, there
There's
is.
There's a urologist.
That's what that
but
is.
But women see urologists too.
Well, they also have the same plumbing.
Exactly. But there's a vagina doctor,
yeah.
But not a dick doctor. There's an all genitals doctor for the urologist, but there's a specific doctor for the women's stuff because it's a mystery world, the vagina.
What part?
The whole vagina is a mystery of flora and fauna and Meriwether.
What's up?
And there needs to be it's an unknown world, like the vagina.
Not even the doctors know?
Because men were the doctors paving the way for medical advancements, and truly the women's medical advancements were slower behind than the men ones.
Because the vagina wasn't important until recently.
Exactly.
Until 2020.
And so now as 2020, this year, they're studying. There's more studies
people
being
are
done into the
looking
vagina.
Into the vagina.
Finally,
right. First time I ever looked into a vagina was when I used to play with pound puppies at the in the late 80s.
Because they would come out of the little dog vagina.
Yeah. Ah.
So they were looking at Google searches, Mike. And this is how they came to the conclusion that people were typing in gynecologist and seeing what that is. And like, you know, the thing is like, do you remember being taught as a man in depth of what a gynecologist is?
In depth?
Not in depth.
Like, but you're just being told a gynecologist is a women's doctor that
yeah.
looks at the vagina.
Yeah.
And the surrounding areas.
That's pretty much what I'm told about any doctor.
Yeah.
Like cardiologist is just person who looks at heart. Dentist is person looks at teeth. Gynecologist looks at vagina.
Yeah. But like that's that, right? Like, but we love vaginas, Mike. We've said it on the show.
Speak for yourself.
A few times. I mean, I love them. You might just like them.
I think they're gross, and I don't think they should be able to vote because it's gross to see a vagina vote.
Because I've never seen a vagina vote.
Have you ever seen a vagina vote?
No, it's a terrifying idea. I've seen a woman vote.
But you can't assume that the woman has a vagina.
I've seen people who might have a vagina vote, but I've never seen the vagina vote.
Everyone might have a vagina, first of all.
Yeah? I think you had them in the first half.
It's not my fault this crowd isn't progressive. Everyone, listen, mark my words. Everyone might have a vagina.
I'm speaking from my own personal experience here. In my studies, in my youth, in my school days, I remember learning what a gynecologist was basically from like Married with Children or something like that.
Because Peggy needed to go get her.
Yeah, or from the like, man, I want to be a gynecologist when I grow up because I get to look at hot pussy all day.
Yeah, but then you learn what.
What that means. Then you learn actually. What's up.
Yeah. Then you learn that there are problems that a gynecologist. You don't want gynecologist. You want strip club floor.
Yeah.
That's what you want to be. Or really any floor, I guess.
But I just think I was thinking about that, and so I was like, interesting. Like you know, I've learned quite a bit more about gynecologists as an adult.
Share what you've learned about gynecologists.
Well, there's these things called pap scream.
Pap smear.
Pap scream.
Pap scream, you said?
It's called a mayor. Mayor.
Yeah, we have a mayor.
What do you know about pap smears?
Well, you put a thing in the vagina, you spread a bite, you go ahead and have a look around, and then you take a thing, you pour a bagel, you go ahead and have a nice bite. Ah, have a good night.
That sounds about right.
But isn't that great how a movie can make people go like, well, now I gotta know what that is.
Yeah. Now I got it.
Kevin, what do you know about the pap smear?
Dynamic banter.
I'm out of a mic.
That's true, he's not. You can't hear a word he says.
You gotta scrape that cell off. They gotta get the cells off.
Which cells?
From the cervix.
The sleeper cells?
Thank you for your cervix.
You go, women go to the gynecologist to make sure they don't have a sleeper cell in their vagina.
It's true.
Whoa, that's true?
Yeah.
And that thing searches for it? Let's cut to a clip of what that might sound like.
Go ahead. Miming the conversation. Holy shit. Fuck. You know what I'm talking about?
Telephone number 3.
3 wasn't around.
Damn, you tried calling 3 and no one was there?
I tried to call 3. I heard it's Alexander Graham Bell's mistress.
Try to call my boy 3. We call him that because he's been selling drugs since he was 3.
Is there an infinite amount of... How many digits is a phone number? 10? 9?
Oh, yeah, we're about to hit it. We're about to hit like
really?
The end of it. Yeah.
There's going
to
be...
I just read the thing.
8675309 3. That's going to be somebody's number. That's the one they start with.
End of the phone number.
Uh-huh.
How will they do it?
Aren't we almost done with... No.
With what?
I was going to say almost done with phone numbers because I was thinking of landlines, but everyone's cell phone has a phone number. And everyone texts, so that's not going away anytime soon. Maybe you could just text the chip that I had Tesla put in between my eyes.
I can't find the... This thing was from like 2022. Saying that phone numbers are going to be replaced, but what could they possibly be replaced by?
They're just
going to
do your name. What if you could just type somebody's full name into your phone?
Maybe it's like, maybe you'll get like assigned a number like through your social security or something. And you could get it changed for whatever.
You're assigned a number through another number?
Through your other number, yeah. Well, like the social security like entity.
But there's already... Why don't you just call their social security card
and number is a different part of the social security entity.
But like if presumably if everyone has their own social security number, you could just call somebody's social security number.
Yeah, perfect. And give everyone your social security number. Perfect.
Jackpot, dude.
Jackpot. But, you know, maybe you could have like a... Oh, who's there? Maybe you could have like a...
Gynecologist.
A number associated with yourself.
Right.
And it's like a...
Screen name.
Maybe it's even like something you could pull up on your ID card. It has like a little QR code or something.
Dude,
it's
it
like,
would be cool. You know what would be tight as fuck?
Let's talk about it.
And this was probably very easily like hackable and you couldn't do this. But instead of an ID card, like a piece of laminated plastic, if we had like some kind of like holographic card that would update with the information so you don't have to like...
That would be great. You could just do everything electronically.
Yeah, like if somebody's like, let me see your passport, you just go, show passport. Scalpo,
dope. Yeah, and as long as you have, you've paid everything in the back end,
yeah,
this thing should reflect all that. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of dystopian though, isn't it? Like in some way.
Well, I think in a lot of ways that's what your phone is. Like you think about, you don't have to have credit cards all the time.
No.
Because you could have a phone in your wallet. You could have... Like my airplane tickets. I haven't had an airplane ticket since 1995.
It's just on your phone.
And presumably they could do it with... They do it with like insurance cards and shit like that. Yeah. So could they do it with like important shit like your license and your passport?
I think they're also doing it with IDs soon, aren't they?
Really?
Well, you have to get a real ID in California. But, well, you don't have to. But there's an ID that you can get that also works as your passport. Or you could just keep... So you don't have to keep bringing your passport on a plane.
Cool. Well, and there was something I was reading that said Apple is going to allow you to, like, have your ID in your, like, digital wallet.
Uh-huh.
And that's how people are getting robbed now. People will just come to you with a gun and be like, give me your phone.
Give me your fingerprint.
And let me Venmo myself money and shit.
Yeah, all your info on your phone.
I've had it. I've had it with these criminals.
Yeah, but it's also, like, what's the difference between... Give me your unlock your phone for me and give me your wallet.
There's no difference, but one's a little more... One could be more devastating.
Yeah, your phone could have...
Because like if they make you unlock your phone and then give it to them,
uh-huh.
That's like... Because like in your wallet you have like, you know, maybe cash,
prayer card,
really important cards, prayer card, condom,
the thing at the record store where you're like, if
the
you
punch
buy
card.
30,
yeah.
You could have one for $7 off.
Yeah. The Arby's rewards card that you've been working on.
You get one from the coffee roaster in Sherman Oaks.
That's right. That's a nice place.
I love that place.
I'd only been there that one time we went to go get that Beatles record.
It's my favorite coffee place and my least favorite Beatles record. So we had the least and the best all in one day. Dude, you know, I have every band I've ever liked. If I don't still like them, there's an album or a song that makes me not like them, and that song almost did
really
that
now and then.
Yeah, I really
there's so
like
many
it.
Other ones in their catalog that upset me.
Yeah,
like that Boys song. I know it's a really early one, but it's like Ringo, and he's like, he just can't do it. He's like, I've been told when a boy kiss a girl. You know what I'm talking about?
AI guy. AI 60s rock guy.
You can't play it. Don't play it.
Dude, they get us. They get us just for Beatles stuff. It's not, there's no righteousness to it. It only fucks us.
All right, but you have to believe me that's how bad it is.
I believe you. 100%.
That one upsets me so much more than Now and Then.
I get
and
that.
I think Now and Then is a pretty cool thing. Like, it's like, whoa.
I get it.
I can't believe they fixed that tape.
Yeah. That is interesting.
It's cool.
That is interesting. I just think all tapes don't need to be fixed, I think.
Maybe that's true.
You made so many good tapes.
You don't need to, yeah.
Go with the good ones. Not everyone needs to see all the videos on my phone. But if you went out of your way, if I got super famous and then I died, God forbid. And then they found my phone in 100 years and they were like, here's a video of him at fucking Whole Foods. Isn't this great?
We had AI restore it. So yeah. you can be in there in VR.
Right. And none of the wording on the packages are real, but you get it.
You can go talk to him. We recreated him for real in AI without his permission.
Pissing in the expensive cheeses we think he was doing.
You could go into this thing and be his friend and pretend to... Because you know everything about him.
Right. And it was really just like a video that I was sending Zoya to be like, this cheese or this
yeah.
cheese?
They get all that.
We've restored it so you could hear his heartbeat with AI. We
completely recreated him.
You could see what his dick looked like while he was asking his wife for her question.
I'll get it.
Hi, is this the gynecology office?
Sorry?
I tried to call the gynecology office and I tried to make an appointment and I was given
this number.
Yes, I'm a gynecologist. Okay, so I was just wondering if I could get a pap smear because Barbie told me to.
Okay.
So would
we
you
can get that sorted for you? Can I ask you a few quick questions?
Yes.
This is a good.
Are you a girl?
This is good.
Say it again.
Are you a girl? I said.
I'm not a girl. No.
Can they ask that?
Can you ask that?
Does it matter?
I think I can ask that.
Is it important?
How do you not know?
Well, I'm just a gynecologist.
You're right. A gynecologist.
I think you should just ask. Do you have a vagina?
Do you?
I'm a guy and a ecologist.
I should ask the doctor if he has a vagina.
Ask the doctor.
Are you a he?
Are you a he?
Fuck, I might have to call you back.
No, we gotta figure this out.
All right, call me back.
Can they?
Hold on. Look at my ID.
Where is it?
I'm holding it up.
Can you ask that?
Does he have a vagina?
So you're a gynecologist.
I'm a guy and a ecologist.
Can you tell us what can you tell us something a gynecologist does?
I think that was a fraud.
Can you please?
I wonder if there's someone we could call that would know what a gynecologist is.
Felicia
doesn't want to do that. Should I call someone?
Dude, we could call Heather at work at the hospital and she'll do her like quiet voice.
Who's someone
very busy right now.
But she would not want
to
hang up.
Heather, what's a gynecologist?
I can't really. I'll tell you very important things.
I don't know who to call that would. Cause
call your mom.
I don't
want to
make anybody uncomfortable.
Well, if you're saying that we have to break the stereotype of these things need to be talked about more.
Well, I'm just
the
saying.
The action
I'm
figure
saying,
talked
like,
about it. We should be able to do it.
I just need to know, like, who's someone that we might be able to. Oh, Whitney.
What are you trying to figure
Whitney
out?
Whitney would tell us what the vagina is.
No, I got it.
What the vagina is?
Oh, Mike's
is?
Got it. Okay. What is the vagina?
You need to know what a vagina is.
What is the vagina? And why is this such a mystery?
You ever know it?
Hello.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, can I ask you for a very important favor?
What?
Would you please tell us what a gynecologist is?
The lady doctor for her later parts.
It's like any woman doctor is a gynecologist.
It's what?
Any woman who's a doctor is a gynecologist?
No. No. It's a doctor. It could be a male or female.
But usually hot.
That deals with the anatomy of a woman.
And when you
so
say
only
deals.
Women go to them.
Right. Like, what are some of their dealings? Like, what are some of their deals? What's their deal?
Well, they sometimes jam things up in your deal, you know?
Just because?
Well, it's for medical purposes and just to kind of see what's happening. I'll look in.
She's doing a great job navigating the, like, the because, you know, she could get grosser about it, but she's being very clinical about it. I like that.
Well, she's giving good information.
She's giving great information.
Is there anything that we should know about gynecologists that you wish all that men would know, should know?
That's a great question.
That men should know?
Yes.
Oh, shit. You're going to get hit in the face. She's going to hit you.
Why?
Men should know.
What should men know about gynecologists?
About the gynecologists, yeah.
I don't know, that they help women sometimes.
But we all thought that, I think.
Yeah, so.
Is there something that's frustrating that men don't know about the gynecologist?
Men don't need to know anything
men
about it.
Men don't need to know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
No, but you were like, you're going to the gynecologist and you're like, I can't believe there's a half of the population that doesn't know about this experience at all. I wish I could tell them that.
You think men make up half the population of the world?
Little less. I know who run the world, girls. I know that. I had a teacher in high school named Beyonce.
How about this? How can we be supportive of someone who's going to
the I don't think they need our support.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Really? They don't, so there's nothing we can do. Nothing we should
do. What
do
you need for at the gynecologist?
You could become a gynecologist. No, I'm just saying.
Should we know stuff about the gynecologist?
No.
I think
okay.
We're good.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think we're good.
I'm going to go with a no on that.
So you're saying there should be some things that are personal?
You don't need the word.
I mean, if you want to come to an appointment, it is the most awkward thing.
For you, yeah.
But do you, is there a part of you that wants to be like, I wish guys knew how awkward it is, but
or
you don't care?
I wish it was like to have a cranked up inside.
This is what we're talking about.
See, I think that's important.
I wish that you knew what a cervical scraping felt like.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I wish you knew what a period felt like, or what a hot flash when you start to go through, like.
I've been a little warm.
Yeah.
We all been a little
warm.
What
or we need to know about when a fart goes into the vagina.
No.
Somebody farted in a vagina?
No.
Like to
sometimes
keep it?
It goes in because it's you're sitting in a way.
Oh, your own fart.
Fart goes into your own vagina.
Isn't it sealed up like Ziploc when it's not open? I'm just asking questions.
Wait,
Kevin, butt out. I'm talking to my wife.
And she's got.
Is this three?
I turned it up for the Nick call because the calls get kind of low, and for Zoya.
Well, he's in Australia,
so we can hear Zoya a little bit.
I think it's some ads time.
Okay.
How many ads have we had this episode?
I love it. It's an ad episode.
Dude, people are saying the show is quiet again.
Really? Even
recently? Do you ever listen to our show?
Yes.
Like on Spotify and then listen to another show?
No, but I the past three episodes have been purposefully made louder because Kevin was like, they're... Like a week or so ago.
Like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
How do you feel?
I think it's better now.
Do you ever listen to like, you listen to this and then you put like.
I haven't done the comparison.
I think we fixed it. I think we fixed it.
I would at least.
When did you hear this?
I don't doubt that you tweaked it.
Well, cause
but I would definitely do like a comparison. I would A-B it with something. Because that's how people listen to podcasts that are mostly not ours.
I think we fixed it, though. Because when did you hear the last... When is...
But you won't even...
When did...
You
I've
won't even entertain
been,
the AB.
I've boosted it an incredible amount.
I think that's great. I think you should AB it. Why can't both be true? Why does it have to be like one
okay,
and
I'll do
other?
That, but I also want to know when's the last time you heard the show was quiet.
Last time I read a comment like that was yesterday. This
yesterday.
Is why it's fresh in my memory.
Maybe they're listening to an older episode.
They're probably... Just AB it. That's all.
Guys,
I'm
let's talk about this sponsor. This different one from the one earlier. This is a new sponsor. It actually is a new sponsor. But maybe a familiar one to some of you podcast listeners. Lisa Sleep. Lisa. It's Lisa.
Who is she?
Well, she's a woman that provides mattresses and mattress accessories to people who want a good mattress. And listen, Mike, I'm about to get one.
Whoa, you're about to get a Lisa mattress?
Mm-hmm.
What size? California guy?
California man.
California manicologist?
California manuscript. but I'm about to get it. I'm very excited. I've had this other mattress for like a pretty long time now, and I think it's time for a new mattress. I'm very excited, and I chose Lisa because I've heard some really good things about him, Mike.
What'd you hear about him?
A lot of people. I've been doing a lot of research on which one I should get and all of that stuff, and people are happy about it. People like Lisa. Dare I say, people love them, and I expect to also love Lisa as well.
I hope that you love it as well.
So here's the deal. You guys are going to get 25% off all mattress orders. And check this out.
That's not a small chunk of change.
No, it's not.
Mattress.
Especially,
that adds up.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you add a few more things in there. But if you go to Leesa.com, L-E-E-S-A, you can order your mattress and you'll get that 25% off of all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners.
I need some pillows, man. I might check that out.
Yeah. And listen, the delivery is free. Returns are easy. You have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Because sometimes you're like, listen, this mattress is brand new. I don't like how it feels. But maybe you gotta break it in. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe you're the kind of person that wants a few nights, maybe a week or so.
Well, it takes an adjustment period. You think about, like, you don't have mattresses for a short amount of time.
You want it for
your body gets so used to it, and you feel like it's just a part of your home. You're gonna need to let the new one sink in a little bit.
Yeah, it's an important decision to be made. So 100 nights to try it out is awesome. And there's so many models, mattresses to choose from. And every year, Lisa donates thousands of mattresses to those in need, with more than 40,000 donated to date. That's really awesome. So go to Leesa.com today, order your mattress. You're going to get that 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. That's Leesa.com. This is their best offer yet, guys, and it's not going to last long. So remember, no matter who you are, there's a Lisa just for you.
The crowd absolutely loves it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Dude, the new Fortnite season starts tomorrow.
Now, what is the what's the skinny on it?
It's gonna be Dr. Doom themed. So it's like we're going back to the Marvel season when we all started playing, remember?
I thought we started playing during Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters was a shop item during the Marvel season.
Oh.
But they, yeah, they, and I think they were that first Ghostbusters that, what was it called?
Which one
do
you think
of? Afterlife. When Ghostbusters Afterlife was supposed to come out during the pandemic. And it ruined everything, Mike. I don't know if you knew that. But that movie was supposed to come out, and then the pandemic happened, and so they put the Ghostbusters stuff in the shop still because they had it like scheduled
right
for when the movie was coming out. But the movie didn't come out for a little bit after that, I don't think. But yeah, Marvel boys are coming back. We got like who do we got in there?
Shirtless Wolverine.
Shirtless Wolverine. There's a Jonesy Captain America. There's like a Gwenpool. There's a Peelverine. Peely looks like Wolverine. He got banana claws.
Yeah. Imagine stabbing someone with banana claws.
It'd be like, ah.
Oh, yuck.
I like this shirt.
Yuck, what the fuck? I'm still going to rob this bank.
But yeah, really stoked, man. That season starts today. Well, actually, it started last week. Because this is next week. This
Isn't
is the
great?
23rd.
You're still enjoying Fortnite?
I love it, man. I think it's like, you know, this season was really cool because we got to, like, smash cars. Like, when we were kids and you'd smash cars in your hands like this.
Yeah. There's a mode where you pick up cars in your hands and you smash them.
It feels that way. It's like that's what this season was. It's just cars driving around, like, in a wasteland, like almost like a Mad Max kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the cars are, like, souped up with boosters and guns and, like, fucking...
hands.
Pokey spikes on the front of your car. You can smash into boys. And it was really fun. And you could just like smash. It was stupid. It was a stupid fun season.
Cybertruck in there?
Oh, yeah. They put the fucking Cybertruck in the game.
They put it in Rocket League, too.
It's what?
It's like beat up.
You can. You can add like skins to it.
That makes it look when. Remember when it fucked up on.
Yeah.
When they were like, this glass is unbreakable. And they broke it. They have that like broken glass on the.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's funny. And so the Cybertruck is like a stupid. It's such. Like, I never. We were all excited because we were like, free Cybertruck. All you had to do was do these like quests and you get it for free.
It's the opposite of real life.
And we. Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes I guess you could call becoming rich a quest.
It's a side quest.
But
I've seen so many in Los Angeles.
I know, they're so gross. They look like dumpsters.
They look terrible.
Like dumpsters.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so we were like, yeah, you gotta have that fucking stupid. Because how stupid is that? I'm Superman driving a fucking cyber truck with Wolverine in the back doing the Macarena. It's so stupid. And so we were like, we gotta get it. And then we got it. And it's like, oh shit. That's kind. Your wonderful wife just came in and brought you a mug of something. What do you got there? Is that coffee?
These are mushrooms.
Oh hell yeah, dude. Mike's going to space, dude.
Now I'm mushroomed out. Thank you, I'm back.
Anyway, really excited about this new season. It starts Friday, or you know, it's already started. Whatever. It's been going for a week. Maybe it sucks. But it looks cool. It's got all these Marvel powers. Everyone's got like powers. They're all shooting at each other.
Yeah, that's great.
I like it. And I think for me, like, the reason why I still love it so much is because my friends all play it too. Uh-huh. And it's fun to just like, it connects us back to like the days where you'd be on the phone with your friends and you'd be like, oh, let's add Cynthia into the call. And we'll have Cynthia, and we'll have a three-way call.
And then I'll be quiet, and then you ask if Cynthia likes me.
Yeah, pretend like I'm not there. And then it ends up being like a three-way call that goes until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, and you're kicking your feet behind your back.
And you're kicking your feet, and you're like, no, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. I'm gonna fall asleep on the phone. And you know, kind of, remember, it kind of feels like that. Like you're talking with your friend, but you've got like 6 friends at once, and you're all just kind of like making jokes. And we say dude, we were cracking the fuck up in the Marvel. There was a stupid fucking Disney, because D23 happened, which was this Disney convention where they like announce all this Disney shit. And it's, you know, it's exciting, whatever. A lot of fun shit. And they did, like, this Fortnite event where you could, like, watch the panel live. Dude.
As your Fortnite guy? As, like, Wolverine?
You could get in your skin and then you go into this, like, level, this, like, world they built.
And then you do popcorn eating emoji and you watch
the Yeah, thing. And there's all these, like, things you can do in there. You can grab coins and shit.
Zoya just flashed a gun and left.
Never forget. And it was like we knew what time we had to be there. They were gonna announce all this like crazy shit. They were basically gonna live stream the Fortnite Disney panel at D23 in Fortnite, and they were gonna announce all this shit. And if you were in there, they gave you a back bling of Peelverine, the Peely Wolverine that you could wear as a backpack.
Yes.
And so we're like, I appreciate it. So we were in there for fucking 2 hours, dude. They were way late because the other D23 panels were still going and they were doing ridiculous shit. Like, here's the Backstreet Boys. And it's like 15 minutes into when they said,
like the RNC.
Yeah, they just kept bringing
Hulk Hogan comes out.
Yeah, exactly. They just kept bringing in new people and like pushing the Fortnite panel.
Uh-huh.
So we were just laughing at everything and how, and we were watching Twitter for updates on what they're doing in that room.
Yeah.
That's supposed to have the Fortnite panel. And they're like, oh great, now they brought out fucking Angela Lansbury.
Guys,
and
she's it's singing. Not it's not gonna go on yet. They brought out a holographic Bob Saget.
They did. And he's like, hello everybody, I love money. I'm dead, but I still love money.
It's true.
But anyway, it was just so stupid. And we came up with all these stupid jokes, and I was cry laughing. All of our friends are so funny. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, those are moments that I cherish more than, like, you know, whatever. It's just a stupid event we all did in this stupid thing. But it was so fun to, like, crack up and laugh. And I had my girlfriend with me, and she was in there too. And we're all at, so it was just this really fun thing. And so Fortnite still does that for us.
Yeah.
It's still a thing where we all, like, make jokes and laugh while I can be, you know, fucking, I could be Dr. Doom. I could be Spider-Man, and Ryan Froehlich can be Chewbacca, and we could play like Paradise City in the middle of a battle royale map, and people around us are all shooting, and we're doing and we're just laughing our asses off, and I love it.
That's a lot of fun.
All right,
it's his
Easter-o.
Dude, one more time.
There's mountains. Sorry.
What did you say?
Kevin, there's mountains.
Kevin, there's mountains?
That's a Patreon clip.
It's a Patreon clip. Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that if you want to be up to date on shows, you text 818-722-8682. Also, feel free. The mayor stole my phone, so those go right to the mayor.
Yep.
Tonight, the 23rd, is Movie Wanna in Sherman Oaks. If you want to go see Steve get high and watch a movie. On the 29th, it's Surrounded in San Jose. Ooh. On the 30th, it's Human Romance, which is fucking... Leah did some clips from the last show. They're so fucking good. I'm very excited to put those out. On the 13th of September is Surrounded in the Main Room. Awesome guest for that. On the 19th of September, it's Irvine Improv with Matt and Dan. On the 21st, another Human Romance. On the 4th, I'm doing Surrounded in the Lab. On October 6th, Cleveland. October 9th, Boston. October 10th, Brooklyn. November 1st and 2nd is Tacoma. Again, that show is half sold out, so get your tickets. And then Spokane, Washington. You can get all those tickets on MikeFalzone.com, which is a Squarespace website. And I'm horny. Whoa.
Kevin
just did three things at once. Kevin did everything your mouth can do at one time.
Halloween.
How's Omi?
He's all right.
Good. Halloween.
He's all right. He's been helping me make some music.
Nice.
And we've been, like, playing music and jamming out. And, yeah, he's good. He's good.
Love
that. This is a serious message. Octopus edition. This is a real history road we have.
Do you know about octopus?
Like, how smart they are and shit?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's octopus are crazy.
Yeah.
And I've had so much Gatamon. And it makes me feel bad.
Well, it's like when they say, like, pigs are super smart, too, and they have, like, feelings and
remember
things.
Yeah, well, don't eat where you shit, then.
Exactly.
And a lot of people are like, if you gave them their own kitchen, they could figure it out. And probably, but I don't want that.
If you gave them tools, they would start their own society.
I don't want the pigs to get a taste for our back fat.
Please.
So Samantha sent us a history road saying, "Hello boys, I'd like to share with you my recent learning of an Octopus Garden rendition of No More Fan Mail." Okay.
No more fan mail. No more fan mail.
She says, "Yes, it's exactly what you think it is." All right, let's click on that and check that out. We won't get dinged for that. I couldn't play boys.
This is a serious message to everyone watching my update right now. Peace and love. I want to tell you.
Doesn't this sound like in the old science fiction movies where they would visit a mad scientist and it would have like
be like a robotic
like a animal sewn to a robot and they'd be like, please kill me.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me.
It does sound like a they synthesized organics and electronics. Help me.
Any dress.
Yeah, set me free from this prison.
All right, that's good.
Thanks for sharing.
Very good.
That was very nice.
There's a lot of sound clips sent.
Peace and love, Sam. Thank you, Sam. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm down for that. What else you got?
Cody there up top.
Cody. Cody says, yo, what's up, Mike? Oh, I love this guy. I've seen this guy. This guy's great. potential new soundboard clip from Steve in the future. So I've been told this guy kind of might looks like what I might look like in the future.
Okay.
Which is a little insulting, but I get it.
People like to use their imagination.
Sure, whatever. Hey, listen, we're a public entity, so you can think I might look like this guy when I get old. But maybe
but we
don't...
need to get to see what you look like now.
Yeah, exactly. Cody says, yo, what's up, Mike and Steve? I keep seeing this guy's videos popping up in my YouTube recommendations, and it's just wild. It feels like something Steve could be doing in the future. There's so many good clips, but this one in particular felt right to share. Lots of love to Mike, Steve, and Kevin. That's very sweet.
This sounded like something he could see you doing. Do other people say that this is you exactly?
I mean, yeah, well, someone would be like, is this you? Or like, yeah, stuff like that.
So this is
like
an ongoing, people send you this guy.
I mean, no, not really, but I get it. Because he looks like just some bearded old guy that's like probably a weirdo.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm certainly headed for that. I could only get weirder, I think.
Good.
So here's this guy. His name is Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if it goes the opposite way and you just chill out?
This guy passed away recently, I think. Yeah. But he's like this... He's kind of a respected artist.
Oh, okay. Dude, saying he's a respected artist and then just turning this on is so funny.
I know. I know.
This is like what you do when you're figuring out your body. Two cameras. Yeah, this is like you now, but if the soundboard was your face.
Right? So I'm not saying no. I'm just saying, you know, it might not be what I look like when I'm older.
Looks are different.
Yeah.
But it's no different than... Like, if you sent me a video of you doing this, I wouldn't be like, what a weird day it is for Steve over there. What a weird out-of-place day it is for Steve.
Right, right. Like, this is bizarre behavior from Steve.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
No. Right over the nipples. That's where the best sound comes from, on the chest. This is a pretty good one, too, actually. This
Dude,
one
that'd right. be so funny that when he died, you put him in the coffin, but you move around his fucking... His little arms would extend.
This is him in the water with all these other guys.
This guy's a respected artist, you say?
Yeah. Just wait for this.
Are those chicks? This is the new Andre 3000 album.
His instrument is... Is it bottles? It's three bottles.
How does he gather people for this? Like, he calls his friends and he's like, he says what?
I think it doesn't take much to capture the imagination of people.
Dude, do it. I'm your friend and I'm on the phone. You called me and you want to get me together to blow into jugs.
Okay.
At the base of a waterfall.
Okay. Hey, no, Mayor, we're trying to get a hold of Mike.
Yeah, I'll connect you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve, what's up?
Hey, man.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just, you know, I know we have a holiday weekend coming up, and I know you said that you had some free time and Zoya's out of town.
Yeah.
So, listen, what if I told you...
Give me 1 second.
No, just give me 1 second.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What if I told you that I could pick you up Saturday morning?
You're driving?
No, no. We have a driver. But I'll be in the car with a couple other friends.
Okay, where are we going?
So here's what's going on. I'll pay for everything. We're going to this beautiful nature reserve.
Whoa.
Where you can swim in the water and it's super chill, super relaxing. It's it's like I'm taking care of everything. You don't have to pay a penny. There's an accommodation. You could stay at this really nice little cabin.
Yeah.
We've got a room for you, air conditioning, whatever you want.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah. So we could pick you up 7 a.m. Monday. And let me ask you, do you have any empty bottles?
I have some empty bottles, yeah.
Glass ones?
Yeah, I just put them in the recycling.
Dude, please take those out and bring those. And you got some sunscreen?
Yeah, I have sunscreen.
Okay, because it's going to be... Oh, she took the sunscreen? We got plenty. It's fine.
Well, she has it in the... She bought it.
We got guys that'll rub you down. But here's the thing. We're just going to go into a crick.
Monday, you said?
Saturday. I'll be right back. Like, I was trying to make it as... Like,
it doesn't sound bad.
Doesn't sound bad.
But that's what he does. What is? I want to know how he does.
I don't know, but I've also seen this guy quite a bit doing really funny stuff.
Dude, it sounds like he's like, okay, I'll be on the phone.
Okay.
Give me a ring. I'm calling you.
I know this is how long it takes me to pick up the phone.
Are you? Yeah.
Where's my fucking phone? Hello?
Fontes.
What's up? Oh, is this Hermeto Pascual?
This is Hermeto de Pascual.
Hermeto, compromiso, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Oh, wepa. I just wanted to say to invite you.
Hang on, let me write that one down.
Wepa.
Is that W-A-P-A?
Escúchame. I just wanted to say I have a beautiful... Give me 1 second.
Oh, shit. Why does everybody do this?
Una minuta, por favor.
Una minuto, por favor, mijo. Hermeto!
Hello?
Hello? Yes, what's up, buddy?
I wanted to invite you to an experience.
Oh, my God. I can't say no.
This weekend, we have an experience in the basin of a Walgreens floor.
What do I need to bring, Hermeto?
You needed to bring only yourself and the creative spirit you had as a child.
Para música, señor?
Para música, ay,
caray, I will be there.
Breathing into a bowl.
I'll be it. I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want.
I have another call on my other line.
What kind of phone does this guy have?
There's a phone calling my other phone.
I can see how people would want to do that.
Dude, especially me, I'd be all over that shit.
Para mí so comprar.
I thank you very much. Thank you. Who was that? Who sent that? Cody. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody. Dude, one of my managers is very like hippy-dippy Buddhist mindset. And whenever I call him and I'm stressed out about stuff, he's like, let's just go. Let's just go.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you ever just go?
Sometimes I go.
That's nice.
Because he's big to be like in a park. He'll just be. He's like, I'm going to my park with a bunch of dogs. You want to come or not?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to come.
So what would you do if you went to that and he had like bowls and was like,
I would do
into this.
I would do it.
Right? Because it's just like a little jam.
Yeah. Shout out Jack.
I'm all about potentially having a bizarre experience.
Yeah.
As long as it's not dangerous.
You think they did drugs or you think they just blew into bowls?
Man.
Because it could really go either way. It could be all the drugs and this sounds like what heaven sounds like. Or we could be like totally stone sober and just having a nice experience.
It's always strange to meet the hippy dippy types that are not drug people.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, didn't the whole movement start with drugs pretty much? But people get high off nature, brother.
Yeah.
The sound of the trees.
Some people who are really good at meditating and they don't need drugs.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I heard the easiest way to meditate is just to like find a sound, zero in on an external sound. Not a sound you're making specifically, but I guess you could do like a mantra or something.
Yeah.
But choose a sound. I guess it is a sound you could make too. But anyway, just the point is to distract your mind from everything else but that one thing.
Yeah.
And there is science behind quieting the mind. And if you're the type of person where you're thinking of a billion things at once, just focusing on one thing, like one mundane little sound, like a singing bowl or something, will just bring your brain into this like quiet little moment.
Can I say something honestly?
Yeah, go for it.
And I don't mean this to be anything.
Sure.
I've known you for how many years now? 12 years?
Sure.
I cannot picture you being quiet for that amount of time, for the amount of time it would take to meditate.
Dude, well, you know that I've lived through quite a few experiences, a couple of ex-girlfriends and such.
Yeah.
That maybe got me into that like type of thing to see if it could help quiet the mind and like, because, you know, yeah, I mean, I live alone, so like I'm not like screaming and smacking pans all day.
Even you saying that, like my mind doesn't believe it.
Well, that would be insane, I think. Like,
it doesn't make me believe it.
That would
be less.
Like, why aren't you worried about me and trying to help me? If you think I'm smacking pans at home all day,
that's honestly
and
a good
I live
question.
Alone, why aren't you helping me?
I don't have a good answer to that question.
Well, anyway, I'm not doing that. I'm quiet at home. I'm quiet a lot of the time. But I have tried meditation. I think it is really effective because it is just slowing your brain down and not letting your brain focus on all the other things and giving it one thing to focus on. But yeah. I had read that recently that it's like the key to like meditation is just picking a sound and like listening to it and ignoring everything else for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do one more.
Butch.
Dude, even when I walk around, do you take walks around?
Yeah.
I know that it's crazy hot out.
Yeah, totally.
But like choosing to go not like on Ventura or not where there's all the people
the
and you venture like into the rich people's houses where there's like the least amount of sound.
It's nice.
Yeah, man.
Nature nice.
Nature actually nice.
What happened?
Nothing.
Your headphones died?
Nothing. It's fine.
Uh-oh, now he's fucking with my shit.
And you know what's weird? Like, I don't love hiking. Like, it has to be, like, a balance. Like, I can't do hiking, especially, like, desert hiking gets a little... I just don't like that.
Too much. Yeah.
I like maybe woods hiking, like Seattle area, where everything is, like, green and kind of foggy and lush and wet. But, like, here, I can't do desert mountain hike. And I can't do, let's walk around Sunset Boulevard. It needs to be like, it's
a
neighborhood. There are people there, but there's also like
yeah,
one car for every 80 cars over here.
Like that park. You ever been? There's a few parks nearby.
There's parks. Parks are nice.
You like a park? Like there with that like, yeah, like I like a park because I think it's that. It's like in between the like, it's not deserty, exhausty, sweaty. Mm-hmm. Cause there's like green grass and you know, it's taken care of and shit. Yeah. But it's also not like super noisy neighborhood, you know, some can
even
be,
the
neighbor.
I think the neighborhoods around here and like rich part of like Encino, it's like, they're gorgeous. Cause where I grew up, if you're in a neighborhood, all of the houses in your neighborhood kind of look like they were developed by the same person.
Yeah.
Like little degrees of difference. But if you walk around the rich people's neighborhoods here, they're all like, they all look different.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
And it's very nice. It's like walking through like a little art gallery. Thank you.
Okay. Donovan sent a History Road saying one of your newer bits. Hi, boys. It finally happened. At the end of episode 416... microplastics in our balls. I fell victim to one of your newer bits. I was enjoying a somewhat cool cloudy day moving my lawn and listening to the podcast. As I came up to the end of episode 416, I heard my name. Another of my history roads was about to be read. You read the first couple of lines of my email and then...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.